With testimony continuing this week, the first week of the trial last week saw prosecutors bring home the human element of that fire that killed 36 people in December of 2016.
The prosecution has done a great job of presenting a very methodical yet emotional presentation of what they perceive as the death trap of the ghost ship.
Stephen Clark, KCBS legal analyst, former prosecutor and criminal defense attorney, who says that by showing that the warehouse was a death trap, prosecutors put the blame on those who ran the artist co-op. The two men on trial for negligence and manslaughter, Derek Almena and Max Harris. But defense attorneys Tony Serra and Curtis Briggs have tipped their hand by suggesting that it was an arson fire and that their clients should not be held responsible.
Arson is always the first thing to be ruled out. The defense suggesting that theory this late in the game may backfire.
Almena and Harris, described by prosecutors as the leader and assistant director of the Illegal Live-In Artists Collective, are charged with 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter. Scott Letteri, KCBS.